Hello, it's Carra here. Welcome to the Red Men Radio, bringing you the latest press conferences, interviews and news straight from Anfield. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss a thing.
Hiya, Jürgen. I'm just wondering your thoughts this evening. At 1-1, that looked a very fair scoreline, bearing in mind how your players played, and then suddenly we're looking at 4-1.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. Look, big parts of the game were really, really good. I think tonight they played two teams against each other, one with a crazy good run, one out of 14th game in a row. Another team with obviously different results, better and lesser good results. And then nobody saw that in the first half. You only saw two really good football teams who tried to cause each other problems. And I think we were, for a lot of people, probably surprisingly dominant in the first half, played really good stuff. Little halftime, keep on going, bam, bam, bam. Expect little changes because they always do that. Adapt to them as quick as possible. Find the right spaces to play football again, because that's the main thing. We played really confident football tonight. And then second half, we start. They change systems to 4-4-2, at least defensively. So change their high press. And we have these few minutes where we try to find a solution in the last line, obviously, to find a free player in midfield. In midfield, the movement was not exactly like it should have been then. Then they score their first goal. We score the equalizer. And then we make two massive mistakes. That's how it is. So, and they use that and pretty much game over. It's in a game when you have such a good moment in the game, that was tonight. These two goals were obviously the killer of the game. But no, everybody knows that, and we don't have to talk or speak around that. That's the truth. And then Phil Foden with a brilliant individual effort scores the fourth one, and that's why the result is there. So the two things are, the result is actually the absolute opposite of what we wanted. The performance is what we wanted for the majority of the game. But in the end, we lost anyway.
Just trying to be positive, I'm just wondering how valuable the next 6 days are without a game, just to kind of regroup, get together, and even get the new players involved into the stuff you're trying to do.
Yeah. Very important for all the different reasons. Yes, of course, we have to speak about that, and we have to take it in the right way. So, yes, being angry about the result, don't forget the good stuff, because, how is that? Playing against City football like we did today, that calm and stuff like this, and in small spaces, that was really, really good. That was really good. And so we will take that as well. But I know people are mostly only interested in results, and that isn't the right again. So we have to take that, and we'll take that.
James, before you ask your last question, I've got no other hands up, so this will be the final question unless someone uses the hands up. James, last question.
It sounds as though you're in the right state of mind just to bounce back from that. You know, people will hit you with all the statistics. You know them all.
Exactly. So, yeah, I get that. I mean, really, it's with criticism, it's always like this. Somebody can tell me whatever went wrong, stuff like this. I know the things probably before already, so that's not a problem. But I take that. But again, it's not the last game of the season. So, a lot of games to come. And if we would have played more often as we played tonight, we would not be 10 or 13 points behind City. But it's not the dreamland or whatever. We have to accept the reality, and we do that. And we will fight. We will fight for results. And tonight we did that. We didn't get it because of our own faults. That's clear. But the good stuff we should keep.
Quite a few now. We can't get around everyone. We'll go in the order that we've got. Carl Markham, and then Dom and Chris.
Hi, Jürgen. You sort of touched on it already, but I mean, Alisson has been so good for you. You can't really account for two mistakes like that in a game from him, can you?
No, I spoke to him now a few seconds ago, actually. So he's obviously very disappointed. And he goes, well, not today, not today. And then I said, yeah, that's a problem with mistakes. You cannot decide when you make them. You just, the only thing we can do, we learn of it. And that's what he will do and will never happen to him again. So I'm pretty sure. And that's it. But tonight it was decisive, I would say. It's okay. He saved our lives. I don't know how often. And he's an absolutely world-class goalie. And tonight, some things went a little bit wrong. We have to take that. And
okay. Dom King and then Chris McKenna.
Hi, Egan. I just wanted to ask, is Andy Robertson okay with him being substituted? He looked like there was everything's fine.
Everything fine.
That's okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Chris and then Dave to finish. Chris.
Obviously, people were just saying now the Champions League is your main aim to win a trophy, but you're going to have, is it going to be difficult to juggle because you need to finish in the top four and there's going to be pressure on that as well?
But we knew that from the beginning of the season, so that's not new. And you cannot only go to the Champions League when you are from the first to the last match day in the Champions League spot. So it's something you have to fight for. 3-4 years ago, we were the majority of the season in that spot, but then Chelsea started chasing us. Whoever is in front of us, we will chase them, definitely. But we have to do that in our games, obviously. That's the only problem what I have to be. So we lost the game and we have to take that first and foremost. And I, immediately speaking, like, we will do this and we will do that. It's just not real. So we have to to deal with that tonight, because I saw a lot of good stuff, a really good football game where I didn't see the 13 points difference or whatever, but that's not important. We lost the game, I know that, but I saw as well a really good football team in red shirts, and so that's important.
Okay, final two questions, Dave and Paul. Dave.
Jürgen, I just wonder what you could possibly say to Alisson, because obviously, you know, as you say, you can't those mistakes, you can't help.
I said to him already that we have stands. We can shoot a ball there. It's like it is. Look, that's not a mistake. It's a little bit a summary of what is it? But different things came together. So like, we didn't offer exactly the right things, because in the first half Ali played exceptional football. So was really calm on the ball, passed the ball through in small spaces, exactly what we wanted him to do. And then in the second half he didn't do that. So he didn't see the offers because we didn't make them exactly in the right way. And then the problem is now that he doesn't shoot the ball then somewhere far away from the dangerous spots. So he knows that. It's now not about that. I can't help him now through the night, but we all had nights like this. And tomorrow, he will be okay again. And then we go again.
Final question, Paul.
Jürgen, when you've got a few days before your next game, is it beneficial to give the players time off and let them go and
so they have a day off Tuesday, I think. Tomorrow we have training, we have recovery and all that stuff, but and Tuesday will be off. I prefer that we speak tomorrow again about it, just in the right manner, that we have the day off then with the right mindset, and don't like it too much. It happens from time to time if you are then at home and we all think our own stuff and think, oh my God, it's a catastrophe. So the worst thing in the world than losing a football game. For us, it's very, very important, no doubt about that. But I want them to understand and to know that the football we played tonight in long periods of the game, if we would have played this football more often, then we would have more points. So that's how it is. But that's how is it? We'll speak tomorrow about that, and Tuesday will be off, and then everybody can recover.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with more Red Men news. If you want to keep up to date with the Red Men, remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and more. We'd love it if you could take 30 seconds to leave us a 5-star review. See you next time.